Today's shir is Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Mem Zayin. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Mem Vav Amud Beis, 10 lines from the bottom. Ask the Gemara Boiluhu Hespeda, the obligation to make a hesped on someone who passed away. Ask the Gemara Yikra Dechaya Hava, is it out of respect for the relatives of the person who passed away? Yikra Deshechvehi, or is it out of respect for the person that passed away? Ask the Gemara Lamai Nafkamina. What is the practical Nafkamina? Says the Gemara, the Omar, if the person gave a directive, Loi Tispedu Lahai Gavra, he clearly indicated that he doesn't want a hesped said. So if it's because Kavod HaMeis, if it's because for his honor, so a person has a right to forego his own honor. But if it's for the honor of the people who are surviving, he has no control over that. Inami, another nafkamina will be lafuki miyarshim. The question is, can money be extracted from the yarshim to pay for the people who say a hesped if they don't want to? If it's because of Kavod HaMeis, and the mace left over money, so his money, and his money should be used for what he wanted it to be used. But if it's for their honor, they have a right to say that we don't want a hesped. Toshma, so Gemara brings a raya from what it says when Avram Avinu came to bury Sarah. The pasuk says, "V'yav Avram lispoid l'Sarah ulif kaisai." He came from Har Moriah to make a hesped. If we'll say he did it out of honor for himself, ask the Gemara, how could that be? Mishum Yukuda Avram, because they wanted to give honor to Avram Avinu, Mashul Lasara, as we've been learning, a Levaya should take place as quickly after the person passes away as possible. So if Avram Avinu wanted to be honored, where does Hesped, is that give us a right to postpone the burial of Sarah? Answers the Gemara, because Sarah gufa nichalei. Sarah herself was satisfied, keich dem Yaakov Avram, that Avram should have honor because of her. Toshma, the Pasuk says, we discussed this Pasuk previously, regarding Avia, who was the son of Yeravim. And the Pasuk says, v'saftu loy kol Yisrael, that all of Klal Yisrael will say a hesped for him, for kavrei say. So says the Gemara, Iyamet Meshum Yikra Dechaya, that we're doing it for the honor of the living. Hanach Bnei Yikra Ninhu. Ask them, Hanach Bnei Yikra Ninhu, are the family of Yeravim a family of people who were concerned about their honor? Says the Gemara, still, even though it's not, they're not a family who are really concerned about, but says the Gemara, Nichalei l'tzadika demiakar be'anishim. Tzadikim, like Avia, are happy that their family, even if their family doesn't represent great people, still they have, that they are the source, they're the reason that their family should have honor. Toshma, the Pasuk says, that Yirmiya says, that these people who do Rishoy, that these people will not have a hesped and not have a kfura. But if there are tzaddikim amongst them, why should they not have a hesped? Says the Gemara, they're not interested that Rishoyim, they're not interested that they that Rishoyim should have, that because of them, Rishoyim should have honor. And as the Ran explains, if we say that the Hesped is Yikra Dechaya, they are having COVID through COVID HaMeis. And the Meis is the one to be the vehicle that they should have COVID. Toshma, the Pasuk says, B'shalom Tish Thomas, V'misrifus Avasecha Melocham Rishonim, Asher Focha Ken Yisuchelach, V'hoi Oren Oda Yisuchelach. Yam Shum Yikra Dechaya, what's the difference when they say, when he was told that you'll have this type of, you'll have this levaya. The hesped isn't for him. So it's more hakkala. The yikr ba yisrael, that people will show you honor, just like it happened when your forefathers passed away. That's all that was being reported. Tashma, the pasuk says in Tehillim, Nivzbein of Nimos, Zeh Chizki Melech Yehuda, that somebody who should have been honored, he didn't show that individual honor. The reason he did not show such an individual honor is because he was more interested in the covet Shemayim than the covet of that individual. Who is that referring to? Who is the person that acted in such a way? Says the Gemara, Zechizkiyo Melech Yehuda. The person that we're speaking about is Chizkiyo Melech Yehuda, Shigir Atmos Ovav Amita Shel Chavolim, that when his father died, he slept him on a bed made out of rope, so that he, because he was a Rasha, to cause him this embarrassment. So says the Gemara, I Mishum Yikra Dechaya, if we'll say that a hesped that we give is because of the honor of the living, my tama. So why did he do so? The when you're conducting a funeral, which is not an honorable way, it's not the nifter who's being embarrassed. It's the person who is alive being not honored. Chizkiyo, who was the person who was alive, deserved every honor. Says the Gemara, my time, so why was the whole point in having that type of levaya? Says the Gemara, what he was trying to do was, kehecha dehava lukapara lavua. By his father having this type of a levaya, that would bring his father kapara. Umshim kapara davua mashla lelekid Yisrael. But he's the king. It was saying now that the hesped is for his honor. Is his father's kapara a reason that he should be abused or dishonored? Answered the Gemara, Si Yisrael Gufay Nichalu, Klai Yisrael was satisfied, Demiachli Yachel Gabei. They were willing to give up the covered that they and that the Melech deserve in order that this person, his father, should be punished. And there's two ways of understanding how he'll be punished. One is, of course, when there's a levaya, when there's a funeral, and it's conducted in a way that doesn't bring him honor, that's the way he has kapara. Or, the other way I saw the Mefarshim explain, when people see that even the king's father has a levaya, has such a type of levaya, and they see, but because he acted the way he acted, it's not done with any honor, that will cause them to be better in the future. Toshma, another raya. Amalhan, Rebbe told his children before he passed away that he passed away in Tzipori and he was buried in Beis Sha'arim. He said, Al tispaduni beyaris, don't make a hesped for me in the little cities that are on the way. Only go to the larger cities and that's where we'll have a large hesped. But ask the Gemara vi amrit, Yikra d'chayim, my nafklemenei. If the hesped is for the person who's passing away, Rebbe, so we could understand that Rebbe has certain conditions to how the hesped should be conducted. But if it's for the yikra d'chayim, it's for those that are left, what's Rebbe giving these directives? Answer, the Gemara, k'savli s'yakabay Yisrael tfei. Kla Yisrael will have a greater honor if their leader Rebbe has their hesped in an honorable fashion. Toshma, the Mishnah says, Linu l'chvaydai, if, even though, as we mentioned, a person should be buried as quickly as possible, but if they didn't bury him as quickly as possible, because lavilei aron tachrichim, in order to bring aron tachrichim, ena oivar lav, so there was a constructive purpose, and there's no isser of loisolin. My lav, isn't this mean l'chvaydai shel meis? So we see that the consideration is the kavod hames. Says the Gemara, no, the consideration was kvod shel chai. Says the Gemara, so the question is, umshem kvod shel chai, because we're concerned, worried about the kavod of the people who are still alive, mavaslei lames, is that a reason to delay the burial of the mes? In,
Says the Gemara, Ki Amar Rachmana Lasolam Nevlasa Al Eitz, Domi De Tali. What? Where did the Torah teach us the halacha that burial should take place immediately? When the Torah taught us, as we discussed in our previous year extensively, that after somebody, Rachman's son, is hung, we have to bury him immediately. Don't let him remain that way. And what's the reason? Because leaving him that way, in that fashion, is bebezoyin. Aval hocha, when we're waiting, kivin de les bebezoyin, and there's no bezoyin, the loy, it's not as serious. Tashma, the Braisa says, helinu l'chvoidoy, if we delayed burying the nifter, l'shamea olav, ayoris, in order to give opportunity for many people to come, l'avile mekainanis, in those days when they made a levaya, they would bring professional people who would cry and wail, l'avile aron tachrichim, or we need to wait till they bring an aron tachrichim, ena ayvelav, because so we see that the factor is covered hames, that that's the consideration. Says the Gemara, the way to understand that braisa is when we're doing something, even though it's something for the honor of those who are still alive, there's no bezayin for the mace. Tashma, the braisa says, Reb Nosson, I'm a simon yofel mace. What is a good sign for the mace? Sheneframi mendel achemisa, that in this world he suffers so that he won't suffer in the next world. What does that mean? Mace shalay nisbev lay nikbar. If a mace didn't have a proper hesped, didn't have a proper levaya, oshachay gorosoy, oshay gishamim gizafan mitasoy, it's raining. Zel simen yofel mace. That's a good simon for the mace, that he's having a kapara in this world. But what do we see from this Gemara? Shmamina, that the consideration here is yikra de shachvihu. What will be covered for the mace? Shmamina, after this back and forth discussion, the Gemara says that the purpose of the hesped is for yikra de shachvi. And therefore, as we said at the beginning of the shir, that if a mace decides that he doesn't want that they should have a hesped, even if he's a Talmud Chacham, since as we know the halach is Talmud Chacham shemachal a kvoidoi kvoidim machal, because as the explanation is, because the pasuk says ubesoy rosoy yaga yom v'layla, once he learns the Torah becomes his Torah, and if the hesped is being done, as we just learned, that he doesn't want that covered, he has the right to forego that covered. There are discussions in the Paiskim about somebody who gave direction that he doesn't want to have a hesped, and the Paiskim say that the Noida Behuda, that when the Pnei Yeshua was Nifter, the Pnei Yeshua left a directive that he wanted that he did not want to have any hesped. And the Noida Behuda said that on one hand, we have no right to ignore what he said. But on the other hand, there is a question of Kavarat Torah. And therefore, he said that a hesped was said. We do know, however, that our Gemara clearly indicates that it's Kavarat Mace to make a hesped. Another question comes up, if it's kavod ha-meis to make a hesped. So as we just said, if the meis clearly indicated that that's not what he wanted, as the Shulchan Aruch says, we don't make a hesped. But in certain communities, a hesped is never said. And the Paiskim try to understand if it's yikra de mesa, it's a way to show kavod to the nifter, why is it not said? So one shot that is said is that there's a concern that if they'll make a hesped, they'll say about him something which is not true, and that will cause that the malachim will say, that was this individual. That will cause that when he comes to the Olam Emes, the halach is that they'll say, well, this is what they said about you, and it's not true, and it could cause him discomfort in the Olam Emes. Another reason is that, in general, there's a concept of Ayin Hara. A very important part of the way we behave is to act in a very sneistic fashion. And that is even in death. Another pshat is what we just learned. Our Gemara just said, Simon Yofa Lameis, is that he wasn't nisbed. So if it's a Simon Yofa, so of course the posh pshat in the Gemara is because something came up beyond our control. But here, they explain that Dafka, specifically saying that the person was not nifskbat kalocha, when somebody puts himself into that position, so then the Gemara says it's siman yofa. So the nifter, of course, wants, as he leaves, those communities believe that we want to do a siman yofa, we want to do something positive for the nifter. And what we could do positive for the nifter is not make a hesped. We learned in the Mishnah, Loya Kaivrin, when somebody was killed with a Mises Bezdin, so we learned in the Mishnah they didn't put him into the place where his forefathers were buried, but there was a special cemetery. One was for the people who had Saif, who were killed by Saif and Chenek, and one was for the people that were killed by Skila and Sreifa. Ask the Gemara, Kol Kach Lomai, why is that the case? Says the Gemara, Lefish Ein Kaivin Rosh Eistu Tzadik. There's a reason not to put a Rosh next to a Tzadik. Dar Rav Acha by burial. Dar Rav Acha by Chanina. Menayin She Ein Kaivin Rosh Eistu Tzadik. How do we know that we're not supposed to put a Rosh next to a Tzadik? Shenem Vehi Heim Kaivin Ish. Vehinei Roa As Agdud. Veshlichos Ish Bekever. They were burying somebody, but there was an army approaching, so they just threw the person into the place where Elisha was buried. V'yiga ish be'atzmas Elisha. This person touched Elisha. V'yichi v'yokam al raglav. He got up. So why did he get up? Because Elisha was not acceptable to Elisha that this person who wasn't of the proper madrega should be buried next to him. Amalei Rapapa. Says Rav Papa, who says that that's the way to learn pshat in that pasuk? The Dilma, maybe the way to learn pshat is likuma, that Elisha asked before that Elisha asked Eliyahu before Eliyahu took leave of him. V'hinah pnei shnei rochacha alai, that I should be double of you. So Eliyahu, we know, was mechay mesim, one person. If Elisha is going to be double of his Rebbe Eliyahu, he should be able to be Mechai Mesim Tunaftarim. Im Hochi, Amalei, Sir of Achaset Rapapa, that can't be Pshat in that Pasuk. Because Ihochi, if that's the way you're going to want to learn Pshat in that Pasuk, Hanet Tanya, a Raglav Amad, he got up, Ulabes Eloi Holoch. If the goal here was that he should be treated, that he should have the same power as Eliyahu in doing full fledged Tchias HaMesim, so then he should have lived, not just gotten up for the moment. Ella, v'hinah pnei shnayim b'rocha, hechem shkach sladachya. So now the question is, where did we find that Elisha did tchias ha-meisim? Amalei shereep ha-tzeras namen. Besides the fact that he once did tchias ha-meisim, he also was the one that brought that namen, who was a mitzayra, he caused that he should have a refuah. Naaman was the general of Aram, and he became a Metzora. And there was a woman that was a young Jewish girl who was an assistant to Naaman's wife, and she told her to send her husband to Elisha. And when he got to Elisha, Elisha told him to go to the Nar HaYarden seven times, and like that, Halavra 4, and ultimately that's what happened. So making him, who was Metzaira, healthy is like Tchis HaMesim, because Sharipa Tsaras Naman, Shishkula Kames, that a Metzaira is equivalent to somebody who's dead. The Ksiv, the Pasuk says, when we speak about Miriam, when she became Metzaras, the Pasuk says, Alna Si Kames, she shouldn't be treated like a mace. So we see that Elisha did Tchis HaMesim on the Ben HaShunamis, and this was the second time. says the Mishnah Gemara further, Kshem Shekavim Rasha Etzel Tzadik, just like we don't bury a Rasha next to a Tzadik, so is the Halacha, Kach Ein Kavim Rasha Chomer, a bigger Rasha Etzel Rasha Kal. Even in Rishoim, we want to separate them. Veliskin Arba Kvars, ask the Gemara if that's the case, that we want to keep all Rishoim. If we want to keep all Rishoim separate, so then we should have even separated the four different types of Mises Besdin. Each one should be distinct because each one is a different level of a Bal Aveira. And says the Gemara, Shnei Kvaros Gemara Gemirle. They had a halacha Moshe Sinai that they don't have four cemeteries for the people who were killed by Besdin. We only had two. Amu Ulam Rabbi Yosef, Ochel Chaylev. If somebody ate chaylev b'shagig, and he has to bring a karmen chatas for that, v'hifrish karbon, and he designated a karbon for that purpose, and then v'heim adasai. So a mumer, the halacha is not able to bring a karbon. The Gemara Masech Tehulin, Daf Hei Amabei says, the pasuk that speaks about bringing karbonus says, me'am ha'aretz prat l'mumer. If somebody, if it's a mumer, he can't bring a karbon. And the Rishonim explain what does that mean. That if somebody became a mumer, that he's not careful about chel, he's not careful about kashrus, then even though it may be in other areas of halacha, he isn't a mumer, he can't bring a carbon for that subject. And certainly if he becomes a mumer entirely, he can't bring a carbon. And then, Baruch Hashem v'chazaboy, Dawi does tshuva, the halacha is hayel v'nitcha, since this carbon became disqualified, the halacha is yitcha, it remains disqualified. Et manami. And so do we learn Amram Yirmi, Amar Rav Avu, Amar Rav Yochanan, Ocha Chelev. If somebody ate Chelev, Hifrish, carbon, and he designated a carbon for Nishtata, and then he became a Shaita Rechman Tzlan, and obviously such an individual cannot bring a carbon, V'chazav Nishtafa, and then Baruch Hashem, he gets well, since at one point the carbon was disqualified, yitcha. Says the Gemara, so we learned this concept that something that if a carbon got disqualified, it remains disqualified forever. We learned it by a person who became a mumer, and we learned it by somebody who became a shaita. And the obvious question is, why do we need two different examples of the same concept? Says Mavet Tzricha. The Ashmin and Kamaisa, if we learned the case of a mumer, this person chose to become a mumer. Avalhai, the person who Nebuch became a shaita, the Remelekadochi, he did not cause himself to be disqualified. So maybe the halacha should treat him as a yoshin. And somebody who goes to sleep, and while he's sleeping he can't bring a carbon, doesn't mean that his carbon will become disqualified. V'yashmin ha'chob, if we spoke about the case of a shaita, when we speak about the case of a shaita, ein biyadoi lachser, there's nothing that he could do to reverse it. It's not in his control. Aval hasa, when we speak about a mumer, the biyadoi lachser, where he could reverse it by doing tshuva, ein maloi, so since it's something that's in his control, maybe because it's in his control, he should not be considered, it should not be considered nitcha, emaloi, that's why tzricha, we need to have it. The Yaris Tavash explains that we know that the Torah says regarding the kvura of Moshe Rabbeinu that v'loyada ishes kvurasai. No one really knows where Moshe Rabbeinu is buried. And the question is, why is that the case? The Yaris Tavash wants to explain, because we learned in our Gemara that we don't bury a rosho next to a tzaddik. Compared to Moshe Rabbeinu, no one is equivalent in the Madrega to Moshe Rabbeinu. But certainly, if people knew where Moshe Rabbeinu was buried, they would be anxious to be buried next to Moshe Rabbeinu. In order to avoid the problem that we don't want people that are not of the same level to be buried next to each other, so what the halacha tells us to do is don't know where Moshe Rabbeinu was buried, and nobody was buried next to him. Here we learn a concept of somebody who's sleeping. What is his halachic status? So the discussion I saw, the Chashuk Echemen has a question as follows. Someone is not home, but under certain circumstances, clearly the halacha is that the menorah, Chanukah, should be lit in his house. And if he's not going to be home, he should have someone light the menorah on his behalf. Someone should be his shliach. So that's what the person did. The halacha is, what will be the halacha if the shliach discovers that when he was sleeping, that's when he lit the menorah? So the question now is, what would be the halacha? And actually, the halacha is that while somebody is sleeping, the carbon should not be brought on his behalf. So how do we explain that? So the Paiskim suggest that you can't bring a raya from a carbon to Chanukah candle. The reason you can't bring a raya from a carbon to Chanukah candles, because what's the whole purpose of a carbon? The purpose of the carbon is l'rtzayin chem tizbechu. The carbon is brought as a way that he's doing tshuva. So since the carbon is brought as a way that this person is doing tshuva, so that's why we want the carbon to be done, that we want the person at least to be up and do what he's supposed to be doing when the carbon is brought. When it comes to Chanukah candles, we want there should be Chanukah candles in this home. If we want that there should be Chanukah candles lit in this home, the fact that he is or isn't able to be up and know about the lighting of the candles is much less significant. It says the Gemara Amar of Yosef, Af Anan Nami Tanina, that we can learn, and we've also learned, like Rabbi Yochanan taught us. The Braisa teaches us, when we speak about Eir HaNidachas, Hayba Kachim, if in the city of the became Eir HaNidachas, there were Kabanas, and even though, of course, the halacha is, as we've been learning, everything in the Eir HaNidachas has to be burnt, but Kabanas don't have to be burnt. Then they were not owned by the people of the city. So the halacha is like this. If you have kachim mizbeach, animals that were designated to put on the mizbeach, yamusu. The halacha is that we let them die. How do we do that? We put them into a confined place and don't really feed them much, and that's when they will die. Kachim bedekabayis. If the kachim bedekabayis, the halacha is yiftu. They should be redeemed. And the question we asked, Vavinabo, Maya Musa, why should the Kachim Mizbeach be put to death? Kivendik, though, once they're killed, have like a kapara. The people of the Eir HaNidachas had a kapara. And therefore, at that moment, their kabonis, Veliskul Gavaj, could be used for carbon. Laugh, there must be, because Hoyl Mishum Damrinan, the reason that we have to explain here is that during Till everything was burnt, they were not able to bring a carbon. They were in the category of a mumer. And hoyel v'netcha yitchu. Amalei, says the Gemara, mi savrit, neis mitach risha havalei kapara. Do we say that this person had a kapara? Neis mitach risha lehavalei kapara. The whole question doesn't begin, because we're assuming that they did tshuva, and therefore it was chazer and being good. But who says that if they didn't do tshuva, just because they died, they have a kapara? The Tanan of Shemaya, Yochel Afilu Pirsha Avos Medaki Tzibur. If somebody's father, parents didn't act like they're supposed to act, Yitmulahem, if it's a Koyin, he should become Tamei, Tameloyma Ba'amav, only B'maisa, Maisa Maisa Ami. When is there a chiyuv for Koyin to become Tamei when his parent father dies away? Is he died as somebody who did the right thing? But if he didn't do tshuva, then there's no kapara. And since there's no kapara, we don't say that this was nitcha and now good. Amalei Rava, mikom adamus nereg mitach rishoy, lemeis mitach rishoy. Here we're speaking about somebody who was killed, ira nidachas, versus somebody who just died without having done tshuva. Meis mitach rishoy, if somebody died without doing tshuva, he died a natural death, So lo yavel kapara, if he didn't do tshuva, he wouldn't have a kapara. However, nereg mitach rishoy, if somebody was killed there in the dachas, kivin delav ki orchimais, he didn't die a natural death, havel kapara, he'll have a kapara. Teda, I prove you that that is correct. The ksiv, the pasuk says in Tehillim, mizma la'osif, elakim bo goy benachlasecha, timus hechel kachecha, nasnu as naflas dam, nasnu as nivlas avadecha machel oifa shemayim, b'chsar chasidecha l'chayos oretz. So the pasuk speaks about avadecha, your servants are chasidecha. My avadecha, my chasidecha. Lav chasidecha, chasidecha mamish, people who acted very appropriately. And avadecha, harat mechayiv dinin mikara, that they were indeed chayiv misa, and they were killed. The kivin d'akto, karle avadecha, they fall into the category of avadecha. So Abaye now says to Rava, Amal Abaye, mikam adamas haruge malchus, people that were killed on Kiddush Hashem, laruge bal, the laruge bezdin, people who were killed by bezdin. Haruge malchus, when we speak about people that were killed because they were Jews, and they were killed at Kiddush Hashem, Kivin Shleim Mikkeli, they really did not deserve death. So they have a kapara whether they did tshuva or not. Haruge Bezdin, Kivin Dekabedin Kamitli, but people who were killed by Bezdin, though they deserve to be killed, Lahavala Kapara, they don't have a kapara just because of death. Teda, and the proof is the Tanan, Loya Kaivanai Sai, that we spoke in our Mishnah about somebody who was killed by Bezdin, we didn't put him into the same basic verse as his forefathers. But as says the Gemara, if the halach is, if the fact is, the kivin the ikdal, if he was killed by Bezdin, have like kapara, he has a kapara, so then why can't he be buried kivrei avoysov? Says the Gemara, that isn't a question. Because we need misva kfur binin. We need that he should be put to death and the kfura. And until both of them take place, he doesn't have the kapara. The Gemara asks on the opinion that says that if there was misa and kavura on people who had who were killed by Bezdin, they have a kapara. So ask the Gemara, we learned in our Mishnah, loyoy misablim al oinanin, that the close family of the Neftarim didn't have availus publicly, only had ela aninash and aninas belayv, they grieved in their hearts. But says the Gemara, v'sakdatech, if as we just said, kivin the ikbar, once they were killed and buried, have like a kapara, so then why shouldn't we have availus? They now had a kapara, answers the Gemara, because being a nami equal basa, we also need that they should be have composed, decomposed. They can nami, the tani, because the Mishnah says that at the point that this achla basar, that the body decomposed, malaknas at Thomas, we take the bones of this individual, the kaivanai sabimakaimim, they bury him in kivrei avos of shema mina. So we see that he has kapara after all of this. Another reason, even though we could suggest that he had kapara, so with the misa and the kvura, so why don't we take him immediately? Rav Ashi Amar, because avelus meimus kaimascheles. At what point does avelus begin? Mestimus agoil, from the time that they cover, from the time of the covering of the kever. Kapar meimus kachazi. When does the kapar begin? Mikichazot tzara the kever purta. After he was in his grave, even for a small amount of time. Hoil hilchach. Therefore, we say that the kapar didn't happen till later. So hoil ve'itchi yotchi. So the Gemara, Ihachi, if that's the case, why do we have to wait for Ikel Basar to be able to take him out? Yes, we have to have burial. Yes, we have to have covered up from the burial. But that's all we should have to have. Ihachi lamale Ikel Basar. Why do we have to wait for Ikel Basar? Answers the Gemara, Mishum di efshar. What the Gemara means to say is that the body begins to decompose. And it's a difficult time until it's decomposed. And it's not covered for the nifter to take him out until the decomposing ends. So here Al Gemara introduced a new concept. That even though the halacha is that a kohen becomes tamei with his relatives, that's only relatives who are oisa masa amav, who act as they're supposed to, as religious Jews. Otherwise not. So who is that individual who's Eina Oysa Masa Amav? The Rosh Masechet Ma'akotin says that it refers to a Meshumid. Meshumid, he says, is somebody who worships Avodah Zarah, or somebody who is Lahachis, in spite, so to speak, he does Averis. The Rosh says that there is no Chiv to mourn such a person. On the contrary, that such a person's passing is a reason to rejoice. And there's no, even though we know when somebody, when a relative passes away, we rip kriya, not on such an individual. The Chasam Sofer discusses if there's even a chiv who to bury such a person. And the Chasam Sofer discusses a situation where there was an individual who was in the army and he was acting in a very, like a mashumid. Did the Jewish community have a chiv to bury him? So the Chasam Sofer says that even if we'll say that there's no din of a velus, he says there is a chiv a kvura, and therefore perhaps we should be chayv to bury him. But then the Chasam Sofer is not sure. He says the fact that a koyin doesn't have a chiv to bury a parent who's ein oisa maasa amcha, maybe the halacha of the chiv that we all should see, that every Jewish individual gets a proper burial, that every Jewish person should get a proper burial, doesn't apply in a situation of a person who's in the category of a meshumid. We learned kavri de Rav. There was the kever of Rav. They have a shakl minay arfer lishas bas yoyma. They used to take earth from that kever to for a person that had temperature for one day, for fever on one day. They reported this to Shmuel. Amalu Yos Avdin, because what they're doing is acceptable. Because he said, Kaka Olam Hu, it's not considered something that belongs to the Nifter. The Kaka Olam Einan Nisaris. The Ksiv, the Pasuk says, V'yetze Es Asher Rebeis Hashem, V'yifris Oysa B'nach Kidrain, V'yarek L'Ofer, V'yashlich Ephra Kleva B'nei Am. He took the ash of the Vaidazara that was demolished and put it in the Beis HaKfaris. Says the Gemara, Makish Kevim Ne'am L'Avayis K'chavim. Ma'avayis K'chavim B'mechuba Lo'y Mitzra. As long as the Avayis K'chavim is connected to the ground, it doesn't become Avayis Zorah. Because the Pasuk says, regarding Avayis Zorah, Abay Ta'abnas Kama Kaimis Asha'ov D'Sham Hagoyim Asha'atab Yarsh Mesom Esolaheim Elaharim Aramim. To teach us Elaharim Elaheim, their Avodah Zarah could be on the mountains, v'loy ha'harim elaheim. But mountain, something which is connected, doesn't become Avodah Zarah. Hachnami, even though something that belongs to a nifter is osbana, if it's mechuber loy mitzah. Ask the Gemara, Meisvei, the Brisa says, achotze kevel aviv, if somebody buries a grave for his father after his father passed away, the hall of cover of Malcolm Acher, and then they buried him elsewhere. Harezalei covered by Olamas. Once it was identified for this individual, it becomes Osbano. Says the Gemara, Hachemai Skinen. But if it's considered something that's Mechuber, never becomes also, why is that the halacha? Answers the Gemara, Hachemai Skinen. That Bryce is referring to a situation with Kever Binyan, that he took stones and he dedicated them for the Kever, and he made it a place for burial, and since it started off not as mechuber, it became osbano. Toshma, the Brisa says, kever chadash, a new kever, muta bahano, hita by nefil, but once even a nefil, that's a young child who passes away, was put there, osbano. But why? It's mechuber. Again, says the Gemara, Hachanami, it was speaking about a kever binyan. And since we're speaking about a kever binyan, that's why it's different. Tashma, another brisa, Nimtza Ata Omer, Shalish Kvaris Haim. There are three different types of kvarim with different halacha. Kever HaNimtza. If a kever was found, a new kever as was found in somebody's property, and we know that somebody was buried there without permission. Then there's Kever HaYidua, which is a kever that there was permission to bury somebody there. And then there's a third type of kever, kever amazik sarabim. The kever is in a public area, and it prevents people from being able to walk there, because as we know, a kever gives off tumah. So the halach is, keva nimtza mutal of noisai. If we have a kever with somebody buried without permission, we're allowed to remove the nifta from that place. Pinua, and once that's done, the halach is mekayim tahar mutabana. It becomes completely mutter, even though if you had a kever, even when the nifter is taken out, the place is still tamei. Here it's aser. Keva yidua, when somebody was buried with permission, aser lefnoisai, you may not exhume that body. If pinua, even if the body was removed, mekayim tamei, vaser bahano. Keva mazakas arabim, if the kever is in a place which is impossible for people to be there, mutter lefnoisai, pinua mekayim tahar, vaser bahano. Says the Gemara, why? It was saying that anything that's attached to the ground is not asubana. Hachanami bekevabinyan. Kevabinyan is something that was detached, and that's why it became asubahana. We asked the Gemara, bekeva nimtza mutal of noisai. How is the halacha that if somebody finds a kever that we're allowed to exhume the body? Why should we not be concerned? Dilma meis mitzvahu. Maybe the person that was buried there is a meis mitzvah. Or meis mitzvah, kana mekoymai. The Gemara says that when Yeshua, Gemara Masechet Baba Kama, when Yeshua divided at Yisrael, one of the conditions that he made was that every place where a meis mitzvah is found, he should be buried and nobody could protest. Says the Gemara, we know it's not a meis mitzvah, because shani meis mitzvah, when we speak about meis mitzvah, the color is like, everybody knows that this is a meis mitzvah. So it's obviously not a meis mitzvah, for were it a meis mitzvah, everybody would have known that this is a meis mitzvah. So here we're talking, the halach l'maisa, about taking earth from a kever. So the halach is that earth that's put into the actual grave, which is used to cover up the nifter, the halach is such offer. The Ramah says that in your day is Simon Shin Samach Delet, Sif Aleph, that earth should not be taken. But any earth that's above the part that's actually covering the nifter, the halach is that such earth may be taken. But, says the Ramah, that it should only be taken, this is another Ramah, Simon Shin Samach Ches. Shin Samach Sif Aleph, it shouldn't be just taken, it should only be taken for a purpose. Like Al Gemara says, that a person, they used it for a refuah. Or the Cheshuki Chemer discusses a situation where a woman unfortunately lost a child and they wants to have a remembrance of that child, and she takes kever, she takes earth from her kever, from that kever, if it's not the earth on which was directly above the person who was buried, that offer will be mutabana. But the halach, the best would be that a mitzvah shem, we should have tchiyas ha-meisim very soon, and we won't have to have such a question.